Welcome to 5 Minutes with Andy. Twice a month, Virtual Link CEO Andy Fried will be offering you tips, tricks, and insight into leadership, management, and business skills. You're listening to episode number 1, Joining Forces. Recently, Virtual Link joined forces with two companies, the Drohan Management Group out of Reston, Virginia, and Professional Credential Services, Inc., based out of Nashville, Tennessee. Many lessons were learned from the joining of these companies, and to talk about those lessons, here's Andy.
We had an opportunity, as we were looking to build the future of virtual, we had an opportunity to partner with two other organizations to deliver better services to our clients and deliver a more extensive service set. What we have now in Nashville is a broader certification function than we've ever had before. We have folks down there who are experts in developing and administering certification programs for organizations. But more significantly, we have in Nashville is also something very unique, which is the ability to manage transactions in a cost-effective and very efficient manner that a lot of other firms lack. So one thing which we see for the future, for example, is we have over the course of the year, we have tens of thousands of people who attend programs that we run. People who have questions about their registrations, they should be able to have their questions answered by a call center and by folks who are able to give them timely and effective answers as quickly as possible. So that's what we have in Nashville, which is unique. In Reston, we've added now 30 years of association management experience and folks that have been around associations of all different sizes and organizations that are decades and decades of experience. Plus, we've also with that added a significant presence in the Washington, D.C. area, which is significant for so many groups. Where you'll see mergers and joint ventures fail is when somebody tries to conquer the other companies. That doesn't work. What we're trying to do is take the best things about each one of these companies and build something even better. So we're very focused on learning and listening and understanding what's possible. And from that, creating something that's new, different, and exciting, where 1 + 1 + 1 should equal some number higher than 3. One thing that is common for all of the cultures of all of these organizations is how much we value our team and how much we value our employees. So what we've tried to do is look for the best ways to do that around the organization. And that might be through employee recognition programs, but even then we're trying to adapt things. So one of our employee recognition programs that we've had here in Wakefield is we've got these great fleece LL Bean jackets. If I'm in Nashville in the summer, that might not be the best gift for me to receive in July or August. We talked about, we've had in past years at Virtual and Wakefield, there have been years that we've had a clam bake. Clam bakes are great, but again, if there's one thing that we don't need to introduce to a Washington, D.C. summer, it's a big bowl of steam. We're looking at things where we might take some of the things that we've done and adapt them and make them make sense for the different places that that our teams are. At Virtual, we have only one asset. Our only asset and the only thing we produce is relationships. We don't have an assembly line. We don't have products that we produce. We don't have inventory. We have relationships. And we have two types of relationships. We have our relationships with our clients, and we have our relationships with one another. So as we are bringing this company together and working on 3 becoming 1, the most critical part of it is building the relationships, understanding the different folks. I've now learned with the folks from Nashville, they've now taught me the difference of when I say y'all and when I'm supposed to say all y'all. I've got a handy chart on my desk that tells me that if it's 3 or more people, it's all y'all. That's all part of building relationships and understanding the common language that we all speak. We're very focused on and very proud of the growth that we've had so far. So if we see opportunities to grow our capabilities so that we can do more for our clients, we're going to do that. If we see an opportunity to add a service team in a region or in a sector that makes sense for our clients, that's something which we're going to do. I think that also creates great opportunities for our team here in Wakefield, Reston, and Nashville, and on the West Coast as well. Great opportunities from them from this growth, and that's something we're very excited about, because in the end, it benefits our clients if we're able to create opportunities for people internally so they stick around. That's something which, you know, helps our clients, having service teams and having individuals that have been with us for some time, and we're happy that we're creating an environment where we can build and keep great people.
And that'll do it for 5 Minutes with Andy. To give feedback on this episode of 5 Minutes with Andy, Matt Pritchard can be reached by email at mpritchard@virtualinc.com. That's mpritchard@virtualinc.com, with subject line 5 Minutes with Andy. To learn more about Virtual Inc., visit our website at virtualinc.com. You've been listening to 5 Minutes with Andy. Music provided for this podcast by Kevin MacLeod.